Father. Praise your name, Jesus. Praise your name, Lord. How many believes that tonight?
Yes.
Amen. We didn't gather just to gather and have fellowship. We gathered to be in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Where there's the church of the firstborn, an innumerable company of angels, as the Bible says. I believe that with all my heart. A few things I'd like to share real quick before we get into the Word. Brother Ernie from the Philippines emailed me, and I specifically asked, is there anything that you need in particular, anything we could help out with possibly for the mission work there? And he said, I mean, I could read this email, it's a little choppy English, but I'll just paraphrase what he said, that, you know, there's some places that he can go, but most of the time he's got to go by bus or by another word I didn't understand, I'm assuming by some sort of car or taxi or something. But he said he'd really like to have a motorcycle so he could just go right in the woods, right out to some remote village and try to and get the gospel out to them. So he did share this with me, that there's two kinds of motorcycles that he could get there, and this, I don't know any different but what he tells me. So the one's $2,100, the other one's $3,300. So he shared those with me. If you want to give specifically to that, just put it in an envelope and write that on there, Mission Brother Ernie, and we'll collect what we can. As I told him, I was like, we'll send you what we can. You know, we have to take care of our own. We know what the Bible says about that. But if we can support that, well, I'd like to do that if possible. Amen.
Amen.
He did share, let me see real quick here, let me find it. He told me he was going to Lagpan because there was a church there that was totally damaged, and he went there to go help them. So keep that church in prayer. Remember Lagpan. Even if you want to pray right now, that's just fine. I believe he'll hear you. And there was also another brother, Gaspar Salas. As we prayed for the other brothers, let's pray for him now. Heavenly Father, we pray for this brother Gaspar. Lord, he's had a lot of damage from the storm, but we know that you're the anchor in the storm, Father. And we pray that you go and provide his needs and help him. The family, the churches, the houses, whatever they might need, may you be there, the providing hand, and may they know that they are the children of God, and they have a Heavenly Father watching after them. Grant to our brothers and sisters, we pray. In Jesus Christ's name we ask. Amen. Amen. Let's open our Bibles tonight. Hebrews chapter 10 again, verse 32. Hebrews 10:32. Brother Kent did tell me he's going to show up late, so he might sneak in here soon. 3 weeks from now, tentatively, Brother Sampson from India said we might be able to have a service on a Thursday night here. He's a brother from India. I met him last year. He's a great brother. We got to have some fellowship, and he said he's passing through. He said he's been busy while he's been in the States, but he's going from somewhere in Illinois, and he's heading up to Michigan. He said he might be able to catch us on the way over there, so we might. Tentatively, it's December 12th. You got 3 weeks to plan for it. Special services, right?
Oh, yes. Amen.
Thursday night, I believe we'll be blessed if that all works out and we're able to have church here. So keep that in prayer as well. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 32. Let me get there myself. But call to remembrance the former days in which, after you were illuminated, you endured a great fight of afflictions. Partly whilst you were made a gazing stock by reproaches and afflictions, and partly whilst you became companions of them that were so used. For he had compassion of me in my bonds, and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourselves that you have in heaven a better and enduring substance. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward, for ye have need of patience. After that ye have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come, and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. I'd like to speak tonight, remembering who we are, forgetting who we're not.
Amen. All right. Yes, amen.
Let's bow our heads together. Do you have a need from the Almighty? Can you raise that to him now? Don't worry about your neighbor now. We are here to be in communion with God. Does anybody have a need like to lift up before the word comes? Let's Let's bow our heads together. Heavenly Father, we commit this service into your hands. We pray, Lord, that you would take the words off this page. Lord, I believe every person's come here expecting not for me to speak, but for you to speak, Lord, and they to hear the voice of God to them. I pray, Lord, that healing would go forth. For you said you sent your word and you healed them, Father. Whatever healing might be needed, I pray that this church would receive it tonight. If there be one here, Lord, that has any doubt of their salvation, I pray that tonight you'd be able to take that away, Lord, and you'd seal them into your kingdom by the Holy Ghost, and they would know that they have passed from death unto life. Lord, that's why we're here. We're here to proclaim the good news of what you've done for us, Father. And I pray that each one, Lord, that every pipe in our life, all the clogs be just washed open and clean, Lord, that your spirit might flow right through. We might see you visibly, Lord, amongst us, knowing that we don't believe in a fairy tale religion. But Lord, this is the truth. You are the same today, Lord. And if people asked of help from you and you came yesterday, you would do the same today, for you promised it. And we come expecting great things. Move, I pray, on the needs of the people. Lead me, Lord, in what to speak, and lead our hearts in what to hear and what to receive of your word tonight. We rebuke the enemy and all his tactics. May every devil in hell come subject to the word of God. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and believe.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You may be seated. I feel kind of like to share a story today. I had a student come up to me. I'm a little upset I don't see him tonight, because he even gave me his number and told me to check on him, and I did, and he's not here. But that aside, the student in particular, I have it written on my wall of a time last year where he came to my class, and he looked rough. He looked like he probably should go home, kind of rough. Got his head down, real sick and pale looking. And before he left, I looked like, because I, God forgive me, but I'm a little jokester sometimes. When they go to leave my door, I'll kick my foot out and trip somebody once in a while and give a little push here and there. I do that kind of stuff. So I faked a little bit like I was going to do something to him. And then I just put my hands on and believe, like, he'll be well. So the next day, I saw him, and he seemed to be better. And I asked him, I said, hey, by any chance, do you know when you started feeling better? And he said, it was at lunch yesterday. I was like, what class was that after? He said, well, it was right after yours. I was like, do you remember what I did before you walked out? And he said, and he you know how people are. They're real suspicious most of the time, or superstitious. Oh, you know. He's like, man, that's freaking me out, or something like that, he said. And I said, no, and I showed him in the Bible where it says that. Well, yesterday he came to me, and he's been having real bad back problems. And he's not very old, so this isn't even something over time. This is something that's just wrong. And he said the doctors are kind of mad at him that he hasn't done this or that or had surgery and all this, because they said it's just terrible. You know, he could just be gone in no time. Anybody that's had back problems knows that the second it hits, man, it'll put you on the ground, and you're not going to do nothing. You're just going to lay there, and you're going to lay about 50 different ways trying to figure out how you can lay without getting mad, because it just hurts all the time. And he asked me to pray with him. So I did right there. I just turned in my seat. Just students coming in and out. I said, don't know. I said, all right, let's pray. And I just grabbed his hands. I said, Lord, be with him at his meeting tomorrow. I believe it will come well. He came today. That was Tuesday. He came today and said, I feel good but bad. And I said, okay, well, what'd they tell you? He said, well, they said that it looks better than it has before. Said, so what they want me to do is to take the stuff that I haven't been taking to see if that'll help it get better again. I said, what do they want you to do? I said, let's back this up for a little bit. So you were taking all this stuff, doing all these things, and you were getting worse all the time. You stopped doing all that, and all of a sudden you're looking better, and they want you to try it again. Isn't that the carnal mind, isn't it?
Yeah.
What kind of reasonings comes up with that? It's the devil's reasoning, ain't it?
Yes, it is.
And I said, and I even asked him, I said, you tell me why it got better. He said, because of him. I said, yes, that's exactly right.
Amen.
And the least you could do is come to his house and talk to him about it, huh? How about that? Calling to remembrance. See what the problem is. Is the second somebody like that happens, what happens to that person when a miracle happens into their life, but yet an hour later, it seems to fade away?
Yeah.
What have they done? They've forgotten who they are or what they saw happen and have remembered what they're not supposed to be.
Amen.
Now, this is a problem in the Christian church a lot of times because we are forgetful hearers. On top of that, a lot of people get mad when you tell them the same thing over and over and over again. How many times have you seen people come to church and, man, I already heard all this. This is boring. I want to go home. I've already seen all these things. I've already heard them quotes. I read them all before I got here.
Sure.
And they get mad about it. You go look it up. I type the word remembrance in the Bible. It shows up more than you think it does. And if you've got the wrong attitude, somebody repeating something to you might make you think that they're trying. They don't think you get it just yet. No, the thing of it is you've heard it. But so easily something happens. So easily your plans fall apart. And all of a sudden, you forget who you are. You forget these promises of God. Sometimes you even forget that you're a Christian in the first place. Sometimes you think you're a sinner again and you're all by yourself and you've got to take on hell all alone. And the second you realize that, yeah, I took my tail and run too because I don't have a fighting chance. But calling to remembrance. Let's read the Bible now. It's the same scripture I was starting at. But calling to remembrance the former days after you were illuminated. Hallelujah. So let me just stop there. If you've never been illuminated by the Holy Ghost, don't read any more scripture until you have it.
Amen.
And it's not just saying it. It's not just saying, well, I believe or I compensate with, or, you know, the message is pretty good. I like church. Brother Andrew's not a half bad guy. I guess I'll come see him every once in a while. After you were illuminated, well, your mind was dead in sin and trespasses, but something came. Someone came. And all of a sudden, your whole thought pattern changed. Begin to look at your life, and what you thought was evil was good, and what you thought was good was actually evil. After that, you were illuminated. You endured a great fight of afflictions. I looked at, anybody know what the, I can never say this word right, but emphatic diglot? Brother Bram talks about it. It's a very strict Greek word. They take one word at a time and then they translate it one word at a time. So it's very choppy to read it. It's not really used for that. It's just to compare certain words. But the word they're used for fight is a contest. You endured a great contest of afflictions.
Yeah, wow.
Which means it was round after round, quarter after quarter, a great contest. Which means somebody's got to win.
Amen.
There's no halfway win in here. Brother Kent, would you get in this church service, brother? Come on. Whoo, brother. A little right sinning nation got stirred up there for a bit. Get in this service, brother. I'm glad I walked over. I'd have been upset if I'd known that. Hallelujah. How many's happy to be Christians? How many loves one another?
Yes, sir.
We know that's the first commandment. If you don't love God or love one another, again, you might as well go ahead and stop, get on your knees, and repent until you get enough love in your heart that you love one another. I think that would stop most of the friction in the Christian church, don't you think so? If we just loved one another, and instead of nitpicking and getting on each other's cases, how about I talk about you when I'm on my knees? And that's some sort of self-righteous like the Pharisee did. Remember that? He said, oh man, at least I'm not like this publican. Whew, man, you pray like that, you might as well quit because God ain't going to hear. But what happened to the publican that showed up and said, I'm not even worthy to look at that God. I'm so filthy. He went justified. Because a man that tries to earn things from God, you will get nothing. But a man that will accept what God has done and said, God, you illuminated me.
Yes, sir.
I'm calling to remembrance that I didn't change myself in the first place. All I did was repent on my sins. And all of a sudden, in a power from heaven, born again is not just the second time, though it is. It's born from above.
Amen.
So the life that I now live is not from this earth. It's not from fallen man. It's a life that was before the foundation of the world. It's a life that is pure. A life that is holy. A life that automatically will live for others. A life that will automatically fulfill all the law that we try to acquire on our own. If you'll yield yourself to what you were illuminated to. Well, why did Paul say this? Let me call to remembrance that after you were illuminated, you had to fight some afflictions. And later he says these light afflictions, doesn't he? Because it just depends on how you look at it. Christian has to fight in this world. You better believe it. You've got every devil in hell against you. But there was one time where the word was all in one man, and he had every devil against you. At least the devil's got to kind of part time with us, you know. Well, somebody got to go fight dad, and then they'll come get me. And then he was the only one they were after back then, and he endured. So compared to his afflictions, our afflictions are very light. And on top of that, he bare it by himself. We don't bear it at all. He bears it for us. Picture a man. Just do this for me for a second, will you? You picture a man standing, holding a big weight over his head. You might be impressed. But what happens when he does this and it's still up there and you see another pair of hands holding it up? You're not too impressive about that man anymore, are you? That's how God does it. Do you understand what I'm saying? God comes into his church and he lets you hold your hands with him, don't he?
Yeah.
He makes you a joint worker with him. And as you yield yourself, it stays up there, that weight of sin that everybody else seems to get so pressured by. It don't bother you.
Amen.
And if it is bothering you, hey, how far are you in grace anyhow? You only halfway? You still trying to earn the other half of your salvation? Why'd you get the Holy Ghost again? Was it because you did this? Or you stopped doing this? And all of a sudden, I'm good enough now. Let's get the Holy Ghost.
What?
That's not what Paul said, was it? Not after you got religious.
Wow.
Don't call to remembrance when you got religious. Don't call to remembrance when you were a legalist. Call to remembrance when you were enlightened. And not intellectually now. I'm talking about a life. A life came in. The light of God came into your heart.
Amen.
And instead of shining out a bunch of hypocrisy that we were before we met Christ, it shines out Christ again.
Amen.
After that, you were illuminated. You endured a great fight. Great contest of afflictions. Partly while you were amazed at gazing stock, both by reproaches and afflictions. You know what? If that bothers you, get over it. There ain't no Christian that's really served God that's had the Holy Ghost that didn't have persecutions, because Jesus said you will have them.
Amen.
There's no getting around it. You might as well just get over it and expect it to happen. And if you'll take the real apostolic way, you get a little happy when it happens.
Amen.
And we think, oh my, you know, they just kind of, no, they got beat. And bruised and thrown out and say, quit preaching in this name. And not like us. Oh, Peter, what are we, John, come on. How many of us throwing a little hissy fit, a little pity party after some bad stuff happened because of Jesus? Time to check up, ain't it? I'll tell you what, I've got to that point now. I don't mind people saying, He's a weird guy. You know what the Bible said? If everybody's just patting you on the back, saying, man, you're a good guy, good guy. What did Jesus say? That's what they did to the false prophets.
Yeah.
What do they do to the real ones? Not after they done buried them. What do they do? How'd they get in those tombs anyhow? Sawed them in half. They stoned them. They beat them. They threw them to lions. They did everything else, didn't they? And then afterwards, it was, you know what? He was a little better than what we live in.
Amen.
As we preached on, what was it? They were holding on to a day going by and missed the day that was upon them. As we bring this all together, why were people missing God? Why do we miss God? Because there's a veil God has. We know what it is if you read the scripture we did a few weeks ago here. The veil of God is human flesh.
Amen.
He's always decided to veil himself that way, so it can never change if our God truly is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
So back in those days, Isaiah was the prophet of the age, and in order to hear from God, you had to hear from Isaiah.
Amen.
But guess what? That might be easy for you and me who's never met Isaiah, but Isaiah might have had some bad traits.
Sure.
Isaiah might have had bad days and got mad at Brother Josiah down the road, or Zephaniah over here, and called him a bad name one day and got a little upset, and might have stole a little piece of bread from somebody at one time, went back and made it right, but they still remembered it anyhow.
Right.
Couldn't get past that. And on top of it, his prophecy wasn't all that enjoyable.
Right.
And don't get mad at the man of God if he preaches something that cuts you in half. It ain't his fault, it's yours.
Right.
How many times I've preached stuff and I think, God have mercy, I'm just as guilty as anybody else out there.
Right.
Then I realize it ain't me preaching it anyhow.
There you go.
It's God saying that to us.
That's right.
And I'm here to declare what he wants to tell us tonight. We need to forget who we were and remember who we are.
Amen. Amen.
I'm not Andrew Kressel. I'm not just here to be a teacher at a high school. I'm a son of God.
Amen.
I'm an offspring of the Almighty.
Amen.
I am here to possess all the gates of the enemy.
Amen.
I don't care if it's sickness. I don't care if it's death. I don't care if it's sin. Satan, I am here to possess your gates.
Amen.
And if I see a student that's sick, I'm here to possess that gate.
Amen.
As long as you're given the leeway.
Right.
We understand that the power of God has to work on both ends. If people didn't ask Jesus for nothing, they didn't get anything.
That's right.
Right.
And I'll remember, you Christians, I'm going to pull your memory back. What did Jesus tell us to ask for? Ask that your joy may be full.
Amen.
Amen.
And you could almost tell by the amen level who's really doing that.
Why?
I ain't trying to get you to look at one another. I'm trying to get you to look at yourself. If there's something within you that you go, I don't have the joy I want to have, are you asking enough of our inexhaustible God?
Amen. Amen.
Or are you afraid to ask things of Him because you forgot who you were? Remember, I'm talking to a group that's already been illuminated now. If you haven't been illuminated, sorry, this part of the service is not for you. But for those that have been changed by the power of God, changed by the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you are a possessor of heaven and earth, a joint heir with Almighty God. As all things will pass away, you will not.
Amen.
Because for you to pass away, God must pass away.
Amen. Hallelujah.
That's good. That's good.
Amen. What kind of fool would say that the creator of everything could stop existing? Partly, calling to remembrance these afflictions that you went through. And remember, when you start out a Christian experience, usually you do have that zeal about it. You're not afraid of persecution. You're not afraid of afflictions. But just like any human, unless you're like, I don't know, if you're like me at all, after a while, you kind of get tired of it. It ain't always fun. As we know that the word, when you swallow it, tastes so sweet, so good. My, just all roses, everybody's happy and peachy, ain't it? Then it hits your belly. Or you're actually going to start absorbing it a little bit, right? Here you're just tasting it. And yeah, go ahead and taste. The Lord's good. He's good tasting. But it does make that belly a little bitter, don't it?
Yeah,
because truth hurts in a sinful age.
Amen.
That's right. I'm not telling you to do this all the time because you'll put yourself through depression. But have you ever thought of the people that are dying every day?
Come on.
It's hard. I understand that. But truth is truth nonetheless. And if we could, you can't save them because if Christ can't, no one can.
That's right.
Amen. Right.
And nobody, God didn't ask us to go save anybody. He's already done it all, but we are His agents. We are the vessels that He will use to get to other souls. And we must take that responsibility seriously. We must call to remembrance who we really are.
Amen.
God invested His word in you.
Yes, that's right.
He doesn't just pick anyone. He predestinates people.
Amen.
You must see the picture of the plan of God, just you and Him.
Amen.
Because until you can see that, you'll never see anyone else in the Word. You must see yourself in the Word first. As Brother Josh talked about, some of you that were here that night, he talked about you have to love yourself before you can love others. Now, that ain't after the flesh. You must be able to accept the grace of God before you could preach it to anyone else.
Yes, amen. That's it.
You have to accept the grace of God and love what God made you.
Amen.
He didn't make you a sinner.
Right.
He made you a son of God.
Amen.
Adam, our father, made us sinners by his own choice. And I don't mean it's his fault now, because we all would have done the same thing.
Yes, sure. That's right.
That's right.
And as the prophet has said many times, I don't have the quote with me, but there was an Eve back there that fell. It was an Eve at Nicaea that fell. But he said this one. Really, that second one rejuvenated, brought back up. She is predestinated. Not two.
Amen.
Who are you?
Amen.
Who are you? Remember who you are. So the second you start thinking, I'm going to fall away. I'm going to I'm never going to make the rapture. There's just no way. There's so many people better than me. That 500 that Brother Branham said, I already counted them all. I found them all. And I'm not one of them.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Well, the prophets say that's not the kind of faith you need to have. If there's one, I will be there because I believe.
Yes, amen. Amen. And I don't believe by head knowledge, I believe by experience. I've been changed. I've seen too much to doubt it anymore. I was asked by students, the girl set it up this way. And you got to remember, I talked to high schoolers, so bear with me here. I didn't think it was a very good argument in the first place. But anyways, she said, Pluto, you remember how there's Pluto? We were talking about church somehow. I don't remember exactly. But she said, you know, Pluto, he said, for all those years, you know, we believed it was a planet. Now they're telling us it's not a planet. So could that be the same as, you know, what you believe?
Oh my.
That you see it and you think it's this, but, you know, after a while you figure out it's this.
Come on.
And I love it because you can tell they want, and I tried to explain this as best I could, they want a religious answer, a battle of words.
Yeah.
And Satan's really good at it. I'll tell you that right now. If you battle with words, Satan will win.
Sure.
Yeah. I didn't battle with any words. I just sat back for a minute. I said, well, here's the thing. I can't not believe this. I've seen too much.
Amen. Yes.
And you can see the expression change a little bit. Because I wanted to say, you know what? Whether Pluto's a planet or not, it's still there.
Yeah.
That's good.
So whether you want to call it this or call it that, the gospel's still there.
Amen.
And I've seen too much.
Amen.
Could I backslide, stop serving him? Yes, but I could not, never doubt his existence.
Amen.
And we know that Brother Branham said that. Said, some of us, the devil can never trick you into thinking that there's no God because you've seen too much.
Right.
How is the devil going to tell Brother Branham there wasn't no God when he done seen the angel of the Lord?
Right.
And I hope you've seen the angel of the Lord too now. Time to be spiritual minded. It's time to remember who you are. You don't get illuminated just to get illuminated and just feel good head knowledge. You get illuminated because there's a life. There's a God trying to express himself to you, and there's a life within you trying to express itself back.
Amen.
That's how we need to testify, church. Don't get in battle and argues and doctrines and things like that. Show life. Show that what we believe is not a fairy tale. If you've had experience with the Almighty, I ain't saying you got to go trying to get everybody pat you on the back, but if you met the angel of the Lord, you should not be afraid to tell it.
Right.
You remember Brother Branham hiding that story? He put it on tape over and over and over again because he knew he had the right attitude about it. He wants people to know he's still alive.
Right. Yes.
These angel visitations, they're not just 2,000 years ago in some book that's a myth. Did anybody see that by any chance? What store was that? I forget now. Costco, I believe, somewhere in California.
Yeah.
They put fiction on the Bible.
Oh my God.
And it was on accident. Oh, yeah. I believe that about as much as the government loving me and really caring about my health coverage. God have mercy on this world. And that's all I said. But I'll tell you what, even a nominal Christian ain't gonna handle that one too well. They've had some pastor on there that said, at least put spiritualism or, I can't think of the word, inspirational or something. And he made this comment I thought was pretty good. He said, they would have done that to the Quran.
That's right, brother.
Exactly.
They wouldn't.
He said, and heaven forbid they do, because they're going to start a war.
Yes.
And it just baffles me. How don't you believe Christianity? A religion where people get slaughtered all the time and don't fight back. Show me another religion that has happened. Unfortunately, we've had the Crusades that claim to be Christians, but you go to read the Bible and go, they didn't do anything Jesus said.
Amen.
They didn't say, go preach the gospel to every creature. If they don't listen to you, tie their arm and torture them until they do.
Right.
You ever heard where they justify that from? I don't know why I'm going this way, but I'm just going to share it with you. There was one time when Peter, I think he was sleeping in the jail, and it said the angel of the Lord pushed him.
Yeah.
And they'll take that to say why they can slaughter people. Because, you know, the angel kind of compelled him a little bit with a little force. He tapped him on the shoulder because he was asleep.
Right.
He didn't punch him in the head, get a hammer out, and bash him on the side. God have mercy. And that's what's so hard about this age. It's not just the Catholics. Luther began to realize there's something wrong there. But then it moved into the Lutheran church, and then they miss what they're doing. And down until it's getting so close. It's sitting right in what is called the word of this day. The same serpent seed.
Amen.
By their works, you shall know them. How many's heard message preachers preach that Jesus Christ is not the same yesterday, today, and forever? You've never heard one say that, have you? Of course not. But they go, but we're just in a dry time.
Right. That's exactly right.
Sure. Come on now. It's the truth anyway.
And how many of us had to try to swallow that garbage down?
Yes,
or fight it off every service? Mm-hmm. Knowing that something in you knows there's a God.
Amen.
There's a God that if he was in Brother Branham, he is the same.
Yes.
And I feel so bad for people. My grandma, I don't say this is a great example, but my grandma, for instance, went to a bunch of different message churches, and I'm not going to agree with what she did necessarily, but she don't go to none of them now. And she said, I listened to the tapes, because she had come out of denomination. She said, I listened to the tapes, and I had an expectation when I went there, and I was let down every time.
Wow.
And wasn't it the same for you and I? There were some times, and I, God have mercy, there were churches I went to, I go, I wouldn't bring anybody here for anything.
Yeah.
I'm going here because I believe in going to church. I don't care if you got to go to Lutheran church. Go somewhere.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't believe in sitting at home. You go somewhere, you support something, whatever it is. And I believe in the message. You might have to do that for a while too. It's all right. You support with all you can.
Right.
But I remember thinking that many services, and I'd be able to bring people, and I just get embarrassed almost. So I believe he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Not just out there in the clouds. I believe that the God that indwells my body, the God that took my soul, and what I was is a wretch. What I was is just dissatisfied. What I was is a selfish jerk living for myself every day of the life. Something that took that and changed it. Not just shattered what I was and created something that I never could have been without. How many's remembering the days after you were illuminated? Now you have to remember, when you had that spiritual high back there and you begin to realize that you're way up here with God, that doesn't change.
Right. Amen.
Our mind change, don't we? We begin to forget. We begin to come down. We begin to think, well, I got to do that. I got to just suffer with this. You know, I just can't be a real prayer warrior. You know, I mean, look at that brother. He's just so off. Man, Lord, I wish I could be half as good as him. And that brother's saying, oh, brother, man, I wish I could be half as good as that. Because you might trick your wife. You might trick your children. You might trick anyone else. You spend all day with you. And you know the truth about you, don't you? And you know them old rotten thoughts that the devil's done giving you so many days, over and over and over again. And once in a while, we begin to think that it's us thinking that.
Right. Amen.
And then we go where? Forgetting who we are.
Yeah.
Back to being unilluminated. Back to being sinners again. Because we had a bad thought. You know how Satan talks to you? You hear my voice? That's what it sounds like when he talks to me.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
You think it's you because it sounds like you. He acts like you.
Yep.
He studied you. He knows how to make it look so reasonable. But there's one thing he can't do. He can't stay with the Word.
Right.
So even when you have those reasonings in there, just check it out and do what the prophet said. If you can't put 100% faith and what's being said, there's any little question about it, that is God warning you not to do it.
Right.
You'll never go wrong. Anybody gone wrong doing that? Not at all. Because it's not you telling you that. It's somebody that's already assessed the entire situation up, down, left, right, before and after, and said, this is what you want to do. Hallelujah. All right, let's read down here. Verse 33 now. I want to try to get moving. Partly while she remains a gazing stock, both by reproaches and afflictions, and partly while she became companions of them that were so used. For ye had compassion of me in my bonds, and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods. I'm going to go ahead and preach on that a little bit. Is that all right?
Yes.
We should not be, you know, what does the Bible say? He likes a cheerful giver.
That's right.
And if you read the Where's that at? For you took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing in heaven that you have more enduring substance. You have something that's forever up there. What is our money? What is our things? If God puts it on your heart to bless somebody, go ahead and do it.
Amen. Yeah.
Say, well, they're never going to pay me. They ain't going to do this, man. They ain't going to do that. I don't care if they treat you like dirt. Do it anyhow.
Amen.
Where'd you get that money from?
Sure. Exactly.
Yeah. Right. Where'd you get that job from when we're in this recession, depression, right, whatever, yeah, and there's only so many? How come you have one?
All right.
That's right.
I've had that at school. They say, well, what about separation of, you know, church and state and keeping out of the classroom and things? I said, God gave me this job.
Amen.
And He told me to preach the gospel to every creature. I don't care.
Amen.
They think they gave it to you, don't they?
Yeah. That's right.
Why do you think they liked you for some reason? Hey, I'm saying the same thing. Do you know when I got my teaching job? The same month I graduated from college.
All right.
How many times you hear that story?
Yeah.
Not anymore in this 2013. We've got so many people that are getting degrees and they can't find a job. Have to fly off to California or something to find a job and go to find out that the reason there's a job there is because you're afraid to get shot. Oh, you're going to make $40,000 out here, but we're not going to tell you that everything costs three times what it does.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So you're really making about $15,000 a year.
Right.
Better get used to bread and soda crackers, because that's all you're going to be eating out here.
Wow.
That's exactly like the devil, ain't it?
Yes, sir.
As long as sin is at a distance, it looks so good. The closer it gets, if you just let it go on, it begins, it looks good. But the second you start partaking of sin, then you start seeing the effects. And then what happens? You forget who you are.
Yeah.
You forget what God has done in your life.
Yeah.
Before you know it, like we said earlier, you're just a sinner. And not only that, but you think you're Judas now.
Right? That's right.
Yeah.
Not just some sin, not just Potiphar or Pilate or...
Right.
Or no. You're the betrayer.
Right.
You're the one the message came to expose.
Right.
Last I checked, serpent seed didn't figure out they were serpent seed.
Right.
So go ahead and take that old thought from the rotten devil and shove it back in his face. Call to remember who you are since you've been illuminated, since you've been changed. Remember that picture.
Amen.
That you are a Christian filled with the Holy Ghost.
Yes,
and devils tremble in front of such people.
Amen.
If you'll remember who you are. Forget who you aren't. Calling to remember the former days in which after you were illuminated, you endured a great trial or flight of afflictions, partly whilst you were made a gazing stock, both for our approaches and afflictions, and partly whilst you became companions of them that were so used. For you had compassion of me in my bonds and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourselves that you have in heaven a better and an enduring substance. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence. Remember what the Bible said? If we have no confidence, we know whatever we ask of God, He will give it.
Yeah.
The only person in control of your faith is you.
Right.
Right.
You can take your faith in God, your confidence in God, your trust in God, and you can dispose of it.
Amen.
And then you know what, who you're going to trust right after that? Yourself.
Yeah.
The greatest enemy, the one that wants you to die
right,
faster than anyone else. The second you take your confidence off the Lord, the second... Now look, not just the Lord, not just Him, the Lord in you. The second you take your confidence, what God has done in your life, you are worthless for the kingdom of God. You will do nothing for Him.
Sure.
That hit home a little bit. Well, if it did, repent and move on. It's all right.
That's right.
Was I supposed to wear red today? I'm sorry, I just noticed it. We got red on Tuesday. Well, we got a lot of gray. I guess it's red and gray and a few others, right? God have mercy. Sorry about that. Cast not therefore away your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. And we'll get that into Hebrews 11, where it says, he that cometh to God must believe that He is,
yes,
and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him.
Amen.
He's not a tease. He gave promises that you can have.
Yes.
He gave promises that you have.
Amen.
If you've been born again, you possess all things.
Yes, sir.
Don't got to go find healing. It's attacking what's in me.
Yeah.
Don't got to find salvation. It's right in me all the time. Yeah. Don't got to go find the power of God. It resides in my soul.
Yes.
Sealed in.
Amen.
Till the day of my redemption. Yes. When this little down payment will burst forth and change this vile thing that I live in now and make it a body like it is.
Yes.
From glory to glory. He's changing.
Amen.
We read that this Sunday. He's not changing into any old image. He's changing you into the image of the Son of God. And I could go through. I'm going to try to go a little faster. Amen.
That's okay.
2 Peter, he talks about this. Peter says this, "Wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things."
Amen.
So we should kind of expect to hear a lot of the same things over and over and over again, because those are our inheritances.
Amen.
And it's so easy to forget about it. Paul said that once. He said, the sin that so easily besets us. And all besetting is just tipping you a little bit off, left or right. To put you always in remembrance things, though ye know them, and be established in the present truth. So, like I said, a lot of people will take offensively when you remind them of the promise of God. And you know the response? Yeah, I know, brother. I know. I know God's my healer. I know. You know what? You might as well tell them, you ain't getting healed. Because you think the promise of God is just, I know, it's boring. I know, I've already heard God heals, but my situation's different.
Right.
That's really what they're saying, isn't it? I know God fills with the Holy Ghost, and it's according to Acts 2:38, but you know, I'm just different. I just did this and this and this, and I know this sin I did when I was 5, and the guy I did it wrong is dead, so I can never make it right, so I'm never going to Holy Ghost. You think it's ridiculous, but Satan will try anything he can.
Yeah.
Sure.
Anything to get you to lose track of the Word, because you and the Word become one.
Amen.
Yes,
yep.
Amen.
And don't leave the Word out there and you hear it will do you no good. That was the Old Testament problem, wasn't it? They saw the Word, they saw it manifesting, but for some reason they couldn't be it. And every time they'd come to God, they knew they had guilt. They knew they had done wrong. They knew they had failed the Word. They knew they committed adultery. They knew they stole. They knew they lied. And they knew every year, we got to wait for the high priest again to go offer that sacrifice to get this guilt off of us. But not in this day.
Amen.
Amen.
Don't ever go back to the old covenant. It was done away with when Christ died on the cross. Because it wasn't the covenant from the beginning.
Right.
Covenant was always grace.
Yes.
The covenant was by election.
Yes.
Why did Abraham have the promise? Because God said
yes.
So.
Amen.
Why did David have the promise? Because God said you'd be the king.
Amen.
Why did you receive the promise of the Holy Ghost? Because God, before the foundation of the world, says, I will have a church without spot or wrinkle.
Amen.
And as he looked at you with spot and wrinkle, he said, you know what? I'll go ahead and take care of that.
Yeah.
Do you know God spoke his word and had to believe it himself, or it never would have came to pass.
Amen.
He didn't create the world just by his power. He didn't just show up and say, I'm just Superman, I can just do this. No, he just said, I'll do it the simple way of faith. And he spoke it. Let there be an earth. Let there be a sun. Let there be a moon. And as the prophet said, he might have waited millions of years for all we know. But it happened anyhow. I've been waiting for that soul to come in for 10 years now. It will happen.
Yes.
Our father Faith waited 25, and I don't know, maybe you have waited longer than 25, but I'm only 27. And I wasn't praying for things at 2 just yet. So I ain't had to wait that long. God is faithful. Ask and you shall receive. If you could only embrace, let it just illuminate your entire experience that you truly are a son or daughter of God. Call it to remembrance every day of your life. You say, why? I shouldn't have to repeat this stuff all the time. Then why did Peter say that?
Yeah.
I am compelled to make you see these things over and over and over again. As the prophet said, if you're sick, put a well picture of you right out there and keep putting it there. Keep putting it there. Keep believing. Jesus, you promised it to me. I receive it, Lord. I'm a well person. I'm a well. Keep saying that, and before you know it, you'll be it.
Amen.
Yes.
Your hope, remember, a hope is not just, oh, I hope this happens. A hope is, I know it will.
Right.
I know it will. That hope will lead a way to faith where you go, I have it.
Yes. Amen.
Faith isn't affection. Faith is a possession.
Yes. Amen.
Your salvation has to be by faith.
Amen.
Which means you have to have it.
Amen.
You have to know. Hallelujah. And Jude says the same thing, actually. Yeah, I think I want to go this way, if that's all right. Go to Jude 1. Well, I guess there's only Jude. Jude 5, 5th verse. Take a drink real quick here. Jude 5. I will therefore put you in remembrance, though you once knew this. Okay, so Christians can't forget things. It's all right. And even things you didn't forget, you know, that's what he said before. Though you already know this to be established in the present truth, I'm still going to tell you it anyways, because it's still the word. You still need to hear the word over and over again. And now he's come back saying, like, you forgot this now. Let me express it to you. Though you once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterwards destroyed them that believed not. And if you stop right there, you think his intention is, oh, you better stay straight now. Better watch out, because you might not believe and not make it, remember? I just love this. Verse 6. And the angels, which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, hath he reserved in everlasting change under darkness unto the day of the judgment. Unto the judgment of the great day.
Right.
What's his point? Devil's already been defeated.
That's right.
All these fallen angels, they're already in judgment. Remember those that didn't believe? They're already cast out anyways. I am persuaded better things of you.
Amen.
When you begin to forget that the devil's defeated, you begin to think he's actually an adversary. You begin to think he's actually got a fighting chance. When if you realize that Christ has already stripped him of every power he ever had.
Amen.
And not just over the whole world, in your life.
Yes.
Everything that Satan had, when you received the Holy Ghost, you were given everything to wipe him clean.
Amen. Right.
Because they're already reserved for the day of judgment. They've already been cast out. They already have no chance at defeating you.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Yes.
Did you forget that?
Amen.
That's all right. Did you remember it now?
Amen.
So when sickness strikes the home, it ain't time to let the devil run rampant, is it?
Amen.
Satan, get out. Go to the judgment where you belong.
Amen.
When you sin, what did the prophet say? Repent, and it'll go back to where it came from.
Amen.
Which was Satan himself.
Right.
Hallelujah. Paul talks to Timothy about remembering that he's praying for him night and day. And I wish we could say that more often than what we do, but I wish we could say to each other, I'm praying for you night day.
Amen.
I'm praying for you. Night and day. You say, well, what's the point of saying it? Am I bragging? Sometimes that person wants to know that somebody cares about
them.
And I can say this because of me now. You all do a pretty good job of telling me how much you love me. But I know there's plenty of ministers that go year in, year out, and begin to think nobody cares. When really, there's hundreds, thousands of people that get down and think about them. But they'll never know unless you express it.
Amen.
Don't ever be afraid to express the word in a pure heart. It will produce what you want it to produce.
Amen.
Now you get all boastful about it. Brother, I just want to let you know. I'm the prayer warrior. I pray for everyone in this church 4 times a day. Because you know the Bible said like 3 times David prays, so I'm out for him. I do it 4 times a day. Every person. See, then you ain't praying for nobody. You might as well just go ahead and quit that.
Yeah.
But if in the sincerity of your heart, you go, brother, I love you and I pray for you.
Amen.
I know the things. We know a little bit about each other's life. You might not know everything, but whatever you do know, go ahead and pray for them.
Amen.
Say, well, what's the meaning of me praying? Somebody else probably praying. It takes one person to believe.
Yeah.
In the Old Testament, they had to make sure the high priest had a good day, didn't they?
Right.
Might have been a little nervous he was going up there and had a bad attitude. He might not live. But remember now, it ain't that way. We ain't depending on nobody else. It's you now.
Amen.
It's your access to God. And don't forget, you can make intercessory prayer for another person.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, there's times where I don't have faith and it'd be nice for somebody to have it for me.
Right.
And vice versa, and vice versa. Because even though we have to bear our own burdens, the Bible says that, we can still bear one another's.
Right.
We're going to have to all go home and be with your family and deal with your husband and deal with yourself. Right? You ain't going to get rid of that. But it's nice to know that we are supporting one another. And the only way you can do that is if you remember who you are.
Amen.
Remember the power that God has invested in you, and that when you pray for that person, angels are waiting for
Amen.
Commands.
Yeah.
Visualize that the next time you pray for somebody that's sick. Lord, send your healing angels to wipe out the enemy.
Yes.
Amen. And really believe that they're going to go, waiting on you to say it. Jesus Christ, we know, was a man filled with the Holy Ghost. That's what he was. And he said, before he went to the cross, then he said, I can call legions of angels. Wasn't because he was Superman, wasn't because he was, it's because he knew who he was. He was the Lord from heaven.
Amen.
And inside the Lord from heaven, inside the King of heaven, was the Queen of heaven.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Lord.
I ain't talking about the old flesh now. Mm-hmm. We already went through, did we go through that in Romans? I thought we spent 10 services on that. Can we go ahead and leave the flesh over there in the blood? Where it's been washed and purified.
Amen.
Is that all right?
Yep.
The things that I would, I do not. The things that I would, we don't need to keep going back. But hey, maybe we do, right? Maybe you need to be reminded of this thing, that you are not the flesh.
Right.
You are not the flesh. Those wicked desires that come in, and you just know it's wrong. Realize that the power of God within you is there to overcome it.
Right.
And that's who you are. That is who you are.
Amen.
The world's trying to find who they are, and if they just run to God, he'd tell them.
Yeah.
They just don't want it. Let me read this from Brother Branham real quick here. And I'm going to try to go. Investment 63. Listen closely. Jesus Christ was the expressed image of God. He was what God, through his power, projected. A body which was called Son because he was a man and he come from God. And he was so committed to God till he didn't think it robbery that him and God being the same person.
Yeah.
And they were, because God was the Word and he was the Word. In the beginning was the Word and the Word was with God. And there was God, could take his Word without anything, any interruption. He was constantly doing what the Father wanted done. And there the Word could work through him till that him and the Father was one. And then he took that perfect life, Jesus Christ. Now, he took that perfect life and all our sins. Can you say all our sins? All of our sins, and placed it upon that perfect life. And he died that we renegades could die to ourselves and be born of above. And his Word could work through us the works of God.
Amen.
Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. A lot of times we think of the old man and the new man as just you in one form and you in another form. Let's just read the Bible real quick. Let me show you where I'm going with that. Colossians 3:8. Colossians 3:8. Then we're going to jump to Galatians. So go to Colossians 3:8 first, and then be ready to go to Galatians. In verses 5 to 7, he talks about all the wicked things we used to do. But now ye also put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Go over to Galatians 3 now. Back a few books. Galatians 3:26. For ye are all the children of God by faith in Jesus Christ. For as many of you as been baptized into Christ have put on Christ.
Amen.
There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. But ye are all one in Christ. And if ye be Christ, then ye are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise.
Yes.
Amen.
God tells you to take your old man and shed him off and put on the new man.
Yeah.
Then it comes over here and says, put on Christ.
Yeah. Amen.
We talk about the stature of a perfect man, us being built into the perfect man. It's not you needing to be remold. It's you becoming him.
Yeah.
We don't just put on any old person. It just ain't us. You know what I'm saying. I know it's not me fixed like a piece of clay or something. It is God's life.
Yes. Yes.
It's within me. And I can put it on by faith in him.
Amen.
And what he did at the cross can put faith that that life is now in me.
Yes.
And it changes me, not into some man, but the man.
Amen.
The stature yes. of a perfect man.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's only one perfect man, and that's Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And as you put him on by faith, what did Peter say? Put on faith. Add to that. Virtue, nice, precious. The character of Jesus Christ, the life of God in you manifesting. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
I had one more scripture. I don't know where I put it. Oh, my. God have mercy. I know I had it, but maybe the Lord don't want us to have that. How many believes the word tonight?
Amen.
How many knows who you really are?
Yes.
The bride is not a byproduct like Eve was in the flesh. Even the flesh was. The body was there. They took it out and he made something else. That he could. It was the same life, but it was in a different form. But remember, the body was a byproduct, but not the spirit.
Right.
It was the same spirit of Adam now in the woman.
Amen.
To where he called him Adam. There was no distinction. Different body, but no distinction of the Spirit of God in there. And it's the same in this day. And I could read close, but I think I'm just going to have to just give you the word anyhow. How many believes the word of God?
Yes.
Brother Branham said the ministry of the bride is the same
Amen.
As the ministry of Christ.
Amen.
Look at your ministry. Look at the faith you have and what God can do through you. Is it the same faith that Jesus Christ walked in?
Yeah.
If it's not, you might need to put off the old man and forget who you're not and remember who you are.
Right.
Put on Christ. Put him on by faith. Say it every day. Believe it every moment. Die to the old man all the time.
Yes.
Don't let him regenerate. Don't let him give you doubt. Don't let him give you fear. Only you can take your confidence in God and dispose of it. The devil can't do that.
Amen.
And he knows it. Let me read this right here. And remember, these former treaties, this is coming out of the token. Oh, Theophilus, have I wrote unto you that Jesus began to do and continues to do. His death didn't stop him. No, sir. He returned again. And most people think he's just talking about the resurrection on the third day. He said, but he came again. Listen, not a third person, but the same person returned again in the form of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Return in the form of the Holy Ghost and continued the work on and continues on, said the book of Acts. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's the token. That's the sign. These signs shall follow them that believe. The life of God will roll right out of them. That they can speak in tongues. They can cast out devils. They can take out deadly things and it won't harm them. They can lay their hands on the sick and they shall recover.
Amen.
Put on the new man. The new man's pecking miracles all over the place.
Uh-huh.
The new man believes all the word all the time because it's Christ.
Yes.
It's Christ.
Yes.
We are dead. Our lives are hid in Christ.
Yes.
And when God looks at you, born again of the Spirit of God, he sees himself.
Yes. Amen. That's
right. To where you sign the check. And to anyone else, it's the same name.
Amen.
Yep.
You and I know he's our Lord now. Don't you worry. We know. We submit ourselves to him. He's our king. He's our high priest. We love him with all our heart. But the authority that he has given
yes.
to you and I.
That's right.
That for us to not think it robbery to be equal with God. Did that go over too well? Is that the scripture now? Is that what the Bible says?
Amen. Yeah.
put you on the mind of Christ, put you on the Lord Jesus Christ, who thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Like he was stealing something. It wasn't, he wasn't gaining anything. It was his inheritance.
Right. Amen.
Yes. It was his before he got here. Yeah. And so is every promise of God. Before you got here, it was already your possession.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
All it was, the government decided that old rotten devil anyhow. So they're going to come up with some way that it's not really yours now. They're going to go ahead and squat on it. And when in you tells you to do righteousness, he gave you that thought to do something unrighteous. He took a little squat on your land and said, look, boy, you're mine. You ain't got a chance in the world. But when the Holy Ghost comes, the real, genuine Book of Acts, Holy Ghost, the person of God, proving, projecting God the same as he did through Christ. When he comes, he says, no, squatter, get off my land. I own this place.
Amen.
Does everybody understand that the only reason the devil's even allowed to do anything in your life is God allowed it?
That's it.
Sometimes he tests your faith. That's exactly right. But you are always to be victorious.
Yes.
He don't want you letting the devil win.
Amen.
Ever. Under any circumstances. Well, don't let him never tug. Don't ever let him put the old man back on you that has wrath, that has jealousy, that has anger, that has fits. Faith is calm. Faith knows where it's standing. Faith knows that I don't care if they got the worst storm in the world heading this way. Faith knows my God shall supply all my needs.
Amen.
Right. And I don't care if that storm comes right to my house. It will go ahead and watch out. Because I don't know just any old person. I know the master of the wind. I know the man that put his foot on the boat and said, peace be still.
Amen.
What did he say to the disciples right after that? Where is your faith? Did he say, I know, guys. I know. It's tough to do this. I know. Good thing I'm the Son of God. Good thing I'm virgin born. I wouldn't be able to do this. He said, you of little faith. Lord been telling you that? When you don't get a promise of God, you let it sit on the shelf, you let the devil get you all worked up, get you all worried, all upset, all angry. Am I the only one that's ever let that happen before?
No.
Brother Russell?
Yeah.
It is, isn't it? I'm sorry, brother. You pray for me. When Jesus came to fulfill his ministry, because remember, he prayed that things would happen. But his body's not here to do it now. But he still is going to get it done. Jesus began and didn't stop doing anything.
Amen.
What he said, he's doing it still. It's in you and I. And we've been given the message of the hour that we don't have to walk around blinded to this. I can walk every day knowing who I am exactly. Knowing why could I be justified by faith? Why could I? He chose me. Why could I be sanctified by the Spirit? He chose me. Why did I receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost and not this guy that I think is more sincere for me than I am? He chose me.
Yes. Yes.
Completely by sovereign grace.
Yes. Amen.
He didn't have a conference with you and I whether we were going to be elected or not. He said, you are. Let me finish on this one here. Coming out of Luke 63. People try to say, today try to say, those words was back for another age. It is if you're still out from under that blood. But if you're under the blood, the power of God by his word remains the same. It's got to be the same. If he could do that by the blood of sheep and animals, what about the blood of Jesus Christ? I could do it. We must cope our lives and focus it in the word of God. Just like that, we would picture a camera or try to get the right focus before we snap it and then take the real true picture. That's what we want to do, to focus our lives into Jesus Christ, that Christ and you become the same person. Focus your life like you take a camera, focus it until you see the real picture that
Amen.
You and him are the same.
Yes, Lord.
You are a son adopted to God by the blood of the righteous Jesus Christ. Then the church would be moving on without friction, without hurt, without harm, without doubts, without scruples, without friction. It would be moving in the power of the Word of God, manifesting every divine promise, blessing that God promised to it. If it just do that.
Amen.
See how important it is to know who you are. We must do our lives and then see Him and see Him only. Not some bishop, not some great man or something we take pattern by, but we look to Jesus Christ. Not some organization, not some pope, not some archbishop of Canterbury or some other divine man that we call on earth, but we must look to Jesus Christ. He is the Word.
Amen.
And you and the Word becomes one.
Amen.
Yeah.
That whatever you say must come to pass. Stand together tonight. There was any doubt that I had just picked out a few quotes here or there, a few scriptures. I have three times that here, and I could have exhausted this. I don't think I could. I don't think I could get through all the quotes Brother Rand talks about Christ and the bride being the exact same person, exact same power, exact same potential, because that is the message of the hour.
Amen.
It's to call the bride to who she truly is by telling her that she was always that. That before you got here, y'all see this ring here. He had already slipped this on before I got here. But if you put on those old ecclesiastical gloves, you might not see it on here. Go ahead and get rid of your religion real quick and let Him show you. You were married to me before the foundation of the world. When Satan tried to slip that other ring on, he wasn't allowed. You were already in wedlock.
Amen.
And even that man that tried to marry the devil, what happened to him? He met his end. He's in the grave. He died in Christ. And then a new man rose up.
Amen.
The real man. The real you. The who you were always. And the Holy Ghost came to bring that life out. Remember who you are tonight. Let's bow our heads again. Can we remember who we are as we talk to Him? That He is our Savior. We are His bride. He is the same tonight. Can you go ahead and forget your sin long enough and your doubt and your fears to take the promise of God in your heart and say, "It's mine. Satan, you're a liar. Take your hands off my body. Take your hands off my house. Take your hands off my family. I'm a son or daughter of God. I've been adopted by the Holy Ghost. I've been given power over the enemy. Satan, you're a liar. Take your hands off in Jesus Christ's name." Hallelujah. Remember who you are. This ain't just for the ministry. It's for each believer. Each person baptized with the Holy Ghost is in the same position tonight before God. You are perfect, blameless, without spot, without wrinkle. Ask that your joys may be full. Don't leave this service with a need. The Holy Ghost is here to provide everything you have need of. Just pour out your heart to Him. Accept it, believe it, walk in faith with it. Hallelujah. Let's pray together. Let's worship Him. Oh, Heavenly Father, thank You so much for Your Word. Thank You for reiterating over and over and over again, Lord, for we so easily forget what You've done. We so easily forget that we were illuminated. We so easily forget all the times You've healed us, all the times You saved us out of trouble, all the times when the bills weren't going to get paid, You showed on the scene. All the times we were sick and didn't know what to do, throwing up, getting headaches, Lord, just showed up every time. And every person, I believe, is sitting well tonight by the grace of God. Saying you are a liar. You are defeated. And we've been given the Word, devil. Lord, I pray for each soul here. As we know that Your Spirit's here to do the miraculous, Lord. You are truly the same, and I feel You pulsating in my heart. I feel You pulsating the people's hearts to believe that truly all things are possible. Lord, is there one need of healing in this place? May that person be able to reach up by faith and pull that promise of God, that inheritance of theirs, down into their body and bring it under subjection to the Word of God. Lord, we thank You for the promise of our families, Lord. I believe that the souls will be brought in before it's all said and done. And Lord, whatever's got to happen, let us hold on to that faith that You promised it to us, that thy and thy house shall be saved. We claim it again. Satan, you're a liar. Take your hands off their lives. Jesus Christ's name. Lord, I pray for the people, Lord, that this word would be constantly in their remembrance, Lord. I feel compelled to continue to tell them this, of who they are in you. That the potential of you placing in their lives the same when you walked on earth, Lord. Let them go and lay hands on the sick. Let them believe all the promises of God. And I pray that you would floodgate this church with testimonies of your power. That you truly are Jesus Christ today. Grant it to each believer, Lord. I pray with all my heart, Lord, if there's one here who hasn't received the Holy Ghost, don't let us even deceive ourselves, Lord. Let us know that you've changed us from death unto life, Lord. That we don't have some makeshift experience, but we've been given the experience of the Bible. Help each soul to see that. Lord, we want the truth. We want the truth in our lives. If we're wrong, Lord, show us. Show us what we're doing wrong. Let us get it out of our lives. Lord, I'm sure just like everyone else here, we get tired of disappointing you, Lord. Help us never to do that again. Lord, I pray you renew our faith tonight. I pray it would just blossom forth in every heart and every soul, that Satan's kingdom would be rattled from pillar to post. Be with each brother as he goes to the job. Lord, I pray that you would be there with him. He wouldn't be afraid of all the devils that occupy those places, but Lord, he would know he is a possessor of all that is in there. Every sister that stays home with the children, I pray that they would put that token of the Holy Ghost over the whole house. That Lord, whenever any kind of distress tries to come in, any kind of work up, any kind of anger or wrath or strife, Lord, that the Holy Ghost would cast it and they would dispel it out of their house.
Yes.
Lord, help our women to raise our children to believe every promise of God. And how grateful we are to hear little Sadie and Mia praying, Lord, for souls. Praying for somebody to be healed, Lord, and you answering. Lord, we believe in that. Help us, Lord, to be faithful. Help us to never teach our children anything of the world, any sort of influence. Don't let us watch anything outside of that word.
Yes.
Lord, I pray that our houses would just be so pure that, Lord, we wouldn't have to imagine seeing you anymore. But Lord, we know and experience that you truly are the supernatural God. And I pray for every person here who might not have seen anything like that, Lord, that that would change. That, Lord, they wouldn't have to just guess, but, Lord, that we can know of a surety that you are with us. And that you'll never leave us or forsake us. Lord, I thank you for your love and mercy to me. We all thank you for it. We thank you for providing for all of our needs. Lord, and as we go our ways tonight, Lord, we just want to worship with all our hearts, Lord, and help us just to express our real thanksgiving to you. Knowing that that's the season coming up soon and the world's just so commercialized it anymore, Lord, that they don't even know what they're doing. They think it's just a day off for them to be gluttons. Lord, don't let that affect us. Lord, we're thankful.
Yes.
Thank you for saving us when we were in a life of sin. Thank you for filling us when we didn't have power to overcome anything. And thank you for being with us every step of the way. We love you, Lord. We appreciate all you've done. Be with each soul, I pray. We lift the needs up to you now. In Jesus Christ's name, we believe it and ask for it. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Just love on him a little bit, can we? Can we just worship and just thank him for everything he's done for us? Aren't you grateful he showed up tonight?
Yes.
Aren't you happy just to feel his presence all around you? Aren't you ready just to go fly away out of this place where it's just always that? We don't have to even worry about Laodicea no more. Hallelujah. Song 134, if you don't know it. Yeah, after that. Sweep over my soul.
Sweep over my soul.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Worship him now with all your heart.
Sweep over my soul. My rest is complete while I sit at your feet. Sweet Spirit, sweep
every person tonight, Lord. Grant it to each one, I pray.
Oh, sweet Lord.
Just worship him now. Thank you for his grace. Thank you, Jesus.
Sweep over my soul.
Yourself to God now. He's here to fulfill his word. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah.
My rest is complete.
Hallelujah.
While I sit at your feet.
I don't have her name with me, but Tom said to put a prayer request in for a lady that her husband works at my hospital. She has a brain tumor and they have to operate. And my arm is really bothering me lately. When I woke up one time, it's giving me problems at the same time that I sleep. So let's pray.
First, Lord, that you come touch this soul of prayers in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, this body, we bring our submission to the word of God. You said to us, we lay hands on our sister, believe in this one. Lord, we also pray as she stands in the gap for this one, with the brain tumor, Lord. Lord, and that she will recover. Lord, I lay hands on her as laying your hands on the woman, Lord. She would rise, Lord, and be able to give glory to God. We commit to you and trust you, Lord, that you will fulfill your word. In Jesus Christ, we believe and ask. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Thank you,
Jesus.
From earth to glory,
I owe. to be like him. Like Jesus, to be like Jesus. On earth I long to be like him.
Desire tonight. Isn't it grateful to know? Before when we sang that, we thought, you know, Jesus way up there. Maybe one of these days I could even be kind of like him a little bit. What did the message come and show you? All the potentials to be just like Christ are in you.
Yes, amen.
And all you have to do is yield to it. Can we sing it one more time like that? That I'm going to let Jesus live. I'm going to be like Jesus. My heart's desire, Satan, you can't stop it. You're defeated. I will be like Jesus. When I'm on the job and others need help, I will be like Jesus. When people want to know if God's alive, I'll be like Jesus and show them he's still alive. He lives in my heart. Let's sing it one more time, just like that.
To be like Jesus.
Yes, Lord. God.
Hallelujah. To be.
Oh, that sounds so good. Thank you, Lord God. Yes, Lord.
On earth I long to be like him. All through life's journey.
If you don't know it.
And there's never been a day like this day to me. There's never been a day like this day.
Oh, do you see it tonight?
I see. Oh, there's never been a light shines so,
oh, shines right out of your soul
as this day, this glory.
Oh, hallelujah, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Yes, Lord.
And there's never been a day like this day.
Thank you, Lord.
To me, oh, there's never been day like this day I see. Oh, there's never been a light that shines so bright as this day, this glorious.
Oh, hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise and worship tonight. Just praise him. Give him glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That Bible reading I started off with ended with this. But we are not of them that draw back. Now look at that word. It means shrink back. Remember, boo devil, boo devil. We are not of them that shrink back, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Can we say that together? But we are not of them that draw back. How will we do? But of them that believe. But of them that believe. I want to say that again. But of them that believe. Do you believe the word tonight? Do you believe to the saving of the soul? Glory to God. All heaven, all earth, all under the earth is subject to the word. Glory to God. I'm happy to be a Christian tonight. Now, you really believe that?
Yes.
Well, then I got a song to sing. Is that all right?
There we go.
It's on that same page if you were there. There's a river of life flowing out of me. It makes the lame to walk and the blind. Still does the same. It opens prison doors, sets the captive free. I've got a river of life flowing out. Sing that again. Oh yes, now I've got a river of life. Let it flow tonight, your praise.
It's the lane to walk and the blind to see. Yes, it opens prison doors, sets the captive free. I've got a river of life flowing out of me.
Spring up a well
within my soul. Spring up a well and make me whole. Bring up a well and give to me
abundantly. Sing it again, one more time.
Oh, I've got a river of life flowing out of me. It makes the land to walk and the blind to see.
Yes, it opens prison doors,
the sets the got a river of life flowing out of me.
Spring up a well
within my soul.
Spring up a well
and make me whole. Spring up a well and give to me
abundantly. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. I think it was earlier in that book, it said, but Paul said he was persuaded better things of them. Is it right for me to say? I'm persuaded better things of you all right here. I'm happy to be a Christian. I'm happy to be with Christians. I'm happy to worship God in spirit and in truth. I don't mean to prolong the time, but I just love His presence. Don't you just love it? Don't you just bask in it? And just, there ain't nothing else in the world to worry about, is there? When you're just in that presence, you go, my, I can see why eternity even exists. If I could just stay right in this, it'd be all right.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Lord. Well, I'm going to try to dismiss you. Is that all right?
You don't have to.
I don't have to, brother. I appreciate that. But I know we got jobs and things. We got obligations in life. But if you want to stay and worship and pray and whatever you want to do, you stay. And just get all the doubt, all the unbelief, and just wash it right on out of this place. Mm. Walk out of here a victorious Christian.
Yes,
amen. Amen. Dad, you got something?
After all this life is over, and the burdens have been lifted,
you're dismissed tonight. God bless you.
And I stand upon the mountain top, so tall. That my Savior is